Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Yeah, baby.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I am, because we made it to Friday, baby.
Friday, Friday, Mother Effing Friday. Everybody's
running
for the weekend.
It's Friday. Also, go Sounders.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Crack into it.
Ah, that felt so good.
Yeah.
Ah, let's get to our contestants. Say good morning to Sean on 405. Sean, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, Sean is ready to go, Steve, so you better boogie on out of here.
All right, I'm boogieing.
For those playing at home, Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
What do you know I am?
What combination puzzle did Erno Rubik invent?
Oh, that's the Rubik's Cube.
It is. What do you call the granular substance that bees collect?
Pollen?
Correct. In which decade was the first laugh track used in a sitcom?
70s, 80s, 90s.
No. The electric eel is native to which continent?
Let's go Asia?
No.
Africa?
No.
North America?
No. What short-lived product did Pepsi release in 1992?
Pepsi Clear?
No.
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
What short-lived product did Pepsi release in 1992?
Let's pass for now.
What did the French ship to the United States in pieces in 1885?
That would be the Statue of Liberty.
Yes. Which video platform did Google acquire for $1.65 billion?
YouTube?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct there, Sean.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Better than my first time.
At least I didn't drop a deuce.
What she said?
My first time playing Beat Migs. Not my first time of that ever.
What the hell am I walking in on?
A fun thing.
It's a Freaky Friday.
It sure is. Steve, welcome back to the studio, but are you ready?
Showtime.
What combination puzzle did Erno Rubik invent?
Oh, I don't know. The Rubik's Cube?
That's it. What do you call the granular substance that bees collect?
Pollen.
Correct. In which decade was the first laugh track used in a sitcom?
Let's go 50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
No. The electric eel is native to which continent?
Asia.
No.
Africa.
No.
Europe.
No. What short-lived product did Pepsi release in 1992?
Pepsi Zero.
No.
Pepsi Fun.
No.
Jolt.
No. What did the French ship to the U.S. in pieces in 1885?
Statue of Liberty.
That's it. Which video platform did Google acquire for $1.65 billion?
Which what?
Which video platform?
Instagram.
No.
Vine.
No.
YouTube.
Yeah. Glucagon is secreted by which organ?
The liver.
No.
The kidney.
No.
The pancreas.
Yes. Who directed Cocoon and Backdraft?
Steven Spielberg.
No.
Is it George Lucas?
No. It was Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Steve. And that is a win. 5-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Sean.
It's all good. Good game, Steve. And a real quick shout out to my boy, Will, who's on his way to work right now. I will be late.
Another one bites the dust. Oh, I love it. Another one bites the dust. The laugh track was first used in the 1940s.
I forget there was even television in the 1940s.
Back when you were first alive,
oh,
Steve.
Yeah. You know, my favorite shows were from that era. Yes.
The electric eel is native to South America.
Okay.
The short-lived Pepsi product released in 1992 was Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that piece of junk?
And then, I don't think I ever had it.
And then eventually you found out that Cocoon and Backdraft were directed by Ron Howard. Congratulations on your victory, even if it's just a, you know, little tiny one. You'll have another chance to play at 7:50.
Excuse me?
Yeah. That's what she said.
The Daily Mix Show.
We love the feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and some of them are very interesting, Steve.
One rockaholic very fired up, leading them to leave this.
No. No, you motherfuckers, no.
What are they talking about? We'll find out.
We're going to slide into our VMs after The Offspring.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Our voice messages, they never get completely full, Steve. We always have room for more.
Yes.
So leave us one at your leisure through the Odyssey app. You just look for the little microphone icon and let her rip. What's going on in there today?
Well, somebody's not happy with us. Are you ready?
Ooh, yeah.
No. No, you motherfuckers, no. You're not going to force Creed down our fucking throat.
Is this Danny? Danny, you sound different on the voice messages.
What the hell, KISW? It's all you, Migs. It isn't you. You're the one who did this.
Well, don't blame me.
Oh, no, blame Steve. I did nothing.
No. It was together. It was a team effort. We're just trolling Danny.
Yes. Oh. Son of a bitch. Seriously. You're not going to make me like Creed.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Love the show. Thank you.
Just submit. Just submit to Creed.
Forever love that song. Come on, Danny. At some point, you got to love that
it's
one.
It's a banger.
It's just that one.
My friend is in town from Denver, and he followed our stories when we were on the Creed party bus.
Yes.
And I sent him a picture of the Scott Stapp Dallas Cowboys Creed shirt.
Yes.
He almost bought them for us for our buddy weekend that we're having this weekend. So we wear them everywhere. And he's like, but then I just realized it'd be a giant waste of money. And I was like, thank you. We're not listening to Creed ever again.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, after all. All right, let's move on to our next voice message about a band that I feel like most people in the Pacific Northwest do like.
With Soundgarden going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend, I was thinking about how talented Matt Cameron is.
Yeah.
I think he might be one of the greatest drummers in rock history, mainly because his drumming is so unique and recognizable that you'll know exactly what song it is just from the drums alone.
I don't disagree.
That sounded like a challenge.
When I heard it, I was like, you know what? I kind of want to illustrate just how good Matt Cameron's drumming is. So mm-hmm. I found, after I heard this voice message, I grabbed a few of the iconic Soundgarden songs. They'll just kind of, I feel like it will illustrate just how important his drumming is to the band. I think he did a fine job with Pearl Jam, but I think his true talent was when he was playing with Soundgarden.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to play the drums only and see if you can figure out what song it is. Taryn, are you in for this?
I'm feeling very nervous about this, yes.
Danny's still mad about Creed, so I don't think he's going to play. But we'll see. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, these are hits. These are very recognizable Soundgarden songs. I didn't go deep.
Is this Rusty Cage?
Like, whenever I listen to Matt Cameron, I can kind of air drum to his drumming. But if you put me behind a kit with actual sticks, I'd be like, not a chance in hell.
We should do it.
No, it'll sound like crap. It's such a good song.
It is.
And so what? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is tomorrow, and it's going to be shown on Disney, I believe.
Yeah.
Or Disney Plus, not like on the Disney channel, like Mickey Mouse isn't hosting it or anything like that.
That would be great, though.
That would be awesome. All right, another one?
Sure.
Good groove for you.
I can't even process this right now.
Is it too much for you this early? Danny? I have no idea. It's a Soundgarden song.
You got it!
Come on, think religion. Should we do a really, really easy one?
Sure.
Okay, I feel like you, I think both of you have got to get this one. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Voodoo by Godsmack.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Black Hole Sun. No. Spoon Man.
That's freaking, there's spoons in the drumming.
Yeah, you can hear it a little bit.
I'm listening so hard.
I can't.
I'm so excited to hear what songs they do play during the induction ceremony and Taylor Momsen singing. I'm fired up.
I think Brandi Carlile, I don't know if she's singing or playing guitar. Mike McCready's going to be on guitar as well. And Nancy Wilson is going to be a part of it too.
Any of those folks could also be providing vocals.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. There is a limited edition Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving t-shirt. Yes, you got that right. Thanksgiving t-shirt available exclusively in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. And it's not a black t-shirt.
Nope.
It's yellow. And it has the three of us on it.
Shout out to a listener by the name of John who sent us the design after we started talking about it. This is fully listener made. The idea and then the design as well. And also the idea to put money towards a good cause.
And that good cause is the Washington Food Coalition. So it's an awesome shirt for a wicked awesome cause. Get it in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, right at the end of the show, we ended up chatting with a listener named Kristen, and Kristen gave us some of the inside scoop on those Starbucks Barista limited edition cups.
I did. I normally go through the drive-thru on my way to work, but this time I parked and went inside, and I used to work there, so I know the baristas, and they told me someone was there right when they unlocked the doors and bought them already.
How many did they buy?
Apparently, each store is only getting, like, two, which
is son of
ridiculous. I know. Like, this cup went viral, and then they only send a couple to each store.
You said there's two available for the public, but I'm starting to think one of the employees kept the rest.
It's an inside job?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That happens. Oh, we're getting the tea now. So do you think the public's going to have a complete meltdown over this?
I've already seen TikToks of people that are upset about it. Like,
nice.
Like they might have created a viral cup, but now they're going to get some backlash, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Wait till we go there later today. We're going to create some chaos, right, Danny?
We're flipping tables.
We're knocking over all the cups. Ken confirmed we went there, and we nearly got arrested.
Yeah, we made a fuss.
It was crazy.
But Kristen was absolutely right. There has been a ton of backlash, and people have gone onto social media, of course, to share their opinion.
I said I woke up at 4:30. The Starbucks isn't too far from my house, and I was there by 4:40. It's because these Starbucks people reserved the cups for themselves and then reserved the only two that were for customers for their friends.
Well, then that just means one thing. We all have to start working at Starbucks.
I guess so.
I guess I don't get too worked up about something like that. It's like if it was available, it's kind of cool to get it, but I'm not going to go out of my way and lose my mind over something like that.
Well, Starbucks did issue an apology for all of this, saying that the demand ended up being way higher than they expected, and they're very sorry that everyone's so disappointed this morning, but they didn't promise any restocking. They only just kind of hinted that more holiday merch is still coming, so stay tuned.
So pretty much, sorry we pissed you off, but thanks for all the free exposure to everybody. He's giving us and talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was all the rage.
I did see we got a text about it. Said, I don't care about Starbucks, but I do get getting up early to get something vibe or waiting in line. Over the years, and they shared all the things that they've waited in line for. I camped outside of Target for a PS5. Didn't get one. I did get pneumonia from that, though. Okay.
Oh, God.
I also did this for Black Friday TV deals multiple years. Got some TVs. And then when Sonic opened in Puyallup, I waited over 2 hours to be one of the first to try it.
Why?
Dude, the food one always cracks me up when like people are waiting in line. Like In-N-Out was the most recent one. It's like, this place is not going anywhere. It's not like you're never going to get to enjoy it. It will still be here in 2 weeks.
Or tomorrow.
Especially with like Sonic, which is a huge chain.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, I get In-N-Out a little bit because they're like more limited, but like Sonic, I'm like, I know it wasn't up here, but everywhere else.
Your own question. It was not here. I lived in the neighborhood where it happened.
Was it amazing?
Well, we accidentally did end up in the line. I didn't realize there was a line until we pulled behind it because I was like, oh, there's no line. Let's go, babe. And so we turn around and we ended up in like this behind this, the establishment line that they had set up. Didn't realize that. We were stuck in line for about, I'd say, close to 90 minutes.
Ooh, and that's crazy.
Wasn't worth the wait. No, it was good. But
yeah,
but it was like, we could have enjoyed this like in 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'm not down for that. I mean, I did Black Friday one time and never again.
Really?
It was such an off-putting, unsettling, upsetting. I've never seen people just being the worst human beings on the planet.
See, that's why I wanted to go.
Oh,
nowadays,
God.
It's changed because you could go. Now they have them. Black Friday really starts like on Wednesday, I think.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not like the same how it used to be. But I always would wake up early and say, I'm going to go to Target or Walmart and I just want to watch the chaos. I don't even want anything. I want to see chaos firsthand. And then I get up early and I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed.
No.
This sounds terrible.
Well, and I don't even like shopping in the first place. So then put me in that situation.
Yeah, why are you going?
I don't know. It was a huge mistake.
You're like a shopping masochist.
The Daily Mix Show. 206-803-ROCK. When did you wake up early or wait in line for hours upon hours to get something? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters. When did you get yourself out of bed real early in the morning or wait in line for a super long time to get something? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Miggs,
yes.
We have someone on hold and theirs involves snow.
Like cocaine?
No.
Oh.
Like the weather.
Okay.
We'll get to their story in just a second.
Some people get up early, you know, to start their parties.
And stay up late.
That's true.
Jake's on 405. Jake, when did you wake up early or wait in line for a long time to get something?
Well, I get up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the Carpenters Union and I'm out looking for work. But the clincher is like, you got to go and solicit your own work or sit on a waiting list. And, so I just get up and go out, look for work. I'm on a DOC ankle monitor. So I have to put a schedule in every Wednesday for the next week, Sunday through Saturday. So it's kind of just a good way to get out of the house too. So I don't just have to sit around and wait for them to call me. But, trying to hustle up work. If anybody in the union's listening, UVC number 90221359, man, hire me.
Nice.
That's our boy, Jake.
Hey, Jake, on all the jobs that you've done, because it does seem like every day is a new adventure, what's been one of the stranger jobs that you've been on?
I'm an apprentice, so I just got in July, and the job that I was working on was doing just a culvert replacement. We did a bridge and a bunch of barrier walls and stuff like that. I've done construction for 15 years, so I mean, the craziest ones are like, we had this house that was, unfortunately their kid had autism, and he would defecate and urinate all over himself, and so the house kind of just reeked like a porta potty, and had to do a remodel in their bathroom, so that was probably the weirdest or worst one.
Yeah, man. Well, it sounds like you're turning your life around, man. So good on you for that. And hopefully you get a call from somebody getting a gig today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jake. Matthew from Woodinville, our question, when did you wake up early or wait in line for a long time to get something?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. What's up?
I used to get up before the crack of dawn to make sure I got first chair up at the ski hill.
Yeah, I used to do that from time to time. The older I get, though, Matthew, I'm not doing that anymore.
No, I don't even ski anymore, so unfortunately.
There's something about first chair and first tracks, though.
Oh, yeah.
First chair, first tracks, fresh snow, everything about it. Yeah, and I mean, you get up 4:35 o'clock. I get up there about the same time as the employees.
Holy cow. And what's your home mountain of choice?
Well, I grew up in Alaska, so that was it. But down here, I did Stevens Pass for 10 years, obviously.
Do I remember in college, like, we weren't big snowboarders, but we would do it from time to time. And it was always our favorite thing to do was during finals week. We were not the most educated individuals at our school. We weren't like, you know, academic heroes, but we would go snowboarding that week because it was empty. And it was always so awesome. It was pretty much like the slopes were all of ours because all the college kids were too busy worrying about their academics and their grades. And then you got these three idiots that are out there in the snow getting stoned, having the best time of their lives.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah, Amy, pull off getting good grades, kids, and just go snowboarding.
Amy's on Highway 16 this morning. When did you wake up early or wait in a long line for a long time to get yourself something?
Oh, man, yeah. So it was Black Friday, the year that PlayStation 5 came out, right? Everybody wanted one. So did my kid. I think he was like 16 or 17 at the time. And we did our due diligence, right? We stood outside. It was at the Bonnie Lake Fred Meyer at about 2 or 2:30 in the morning. First one's there. Freezing cold that year. So a couple days before, I had asked the department manager in the electronics section, hey, you know, how many are you guys going to get? They were uncertain, but they were pretty confident they were going to get like 3 or 4. So I thought my odds were good. And so we V-lined for the electronics department right when they opened the door. And sure enough, they had a disgruntled employee who sold them all to his buddies or his friends. And and then he quit, right?
Oh.
So I was like, oh, man, sheer disappointment on my son's face. It was horrible. So that weekend or Monday morning, I emailed the store manager and just said, hey, you know, this is not okay. You know, I did my due diligence. And you can check my reward points. I'm in here all the time. Check your cameras. I was out there at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then, sure enough, about 2 weeks before Christmas, he called me up and told me that he had one sitting on his desk for me.
Oh.
And with all respect, you went full Karen mode, but it worked out for you.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, I did it polite, but definitely direct.
No, I love it.
Yeah, when you're polite, Karen.
No, honestly, if I saw in the news like a group of angry moms beat up a disgruntled employee because he was selling the games to everyone, I'd be like, well, that's messed up, but I kind of understand where they're coming from.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs, maybe with the help of the cheat sheet from yesterday? Three of the correct answers were given out during the men's room at 5:40. He has 348 wins, 123 losses, and 100 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.